Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us.
Hey, my pleasure. Really good to speak with you guys, and hopefully we can get some information out for folks so they're making wise decisions before heading up into the backcountry.
Yeah, and we were talking about it before we came on air, but last week in Huntington Canyon, there were a few avalanches triggered, so that's right in our backyard.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I think for a lot of folks coming out of the Castle Country area, heading up in the mountains, this is significant information. Anytime you hear or see recent avalanches, that's the biggest sign of unstable snow. It sounds kind of obvious, but it can be overlooked. These avalanches were triggered kind of in the upper area, kind of just below the dam of Electric Lake, and this is kind of a shallower snowpack area, so it doesn't surprise us a whole lot. But there's a lot of terrain still around Huntington Canyon and other canyons within similar elevation bands where folks still could trigger avalanches today. Now, those were triggered on Saturday, if I'm remembering correctly. So the snowpack has settled and will continue to settle, but we're still concerned about those deeper, buried, sugary weak layers near the ground.
And then the last 2 weeks we've had you on talking about the forecast. We've been seeing highly dangerous conditions, not just here in the Castle Country and the Manti Skyline, but all across the state of Utah. So looking at this week's avalanche forecast, what kind of things are we seeing?
Yeah, so basically what the pattern is we probably peaked at the danger probably peaked over the last couple of weeks, but we still have some dangerous conditions up there. Now, the danger is slowly decreasing, but it's a tricky deal with this buried, faceted snow that's near the ground. We call it a persistent weak layer because that weak layer can persist and produce avalanches for long periods of time. The tricky thing is we might not see the chances for triggering an avalanche aren't all that great. You might be able to get onto, say, 8 out of 10 steep slopes, and they won't avalanche. But the trick is figuring out those two slopes that are going to avalanche, and there's really no good way to do that. So even though the chances are not that great, the consequences are still there. So that's what makes things kind of tricky. Heading into the weekend, the danger rating will most likely be in the considerable range, which is an elevated danger. And, again, it's going to be slowly decreasing, but it's kind of a tricky time right now. I don't trust it. Personally, I'm going to be avoiding the steep slopes until I see some more stable conditions come our way.
Yeah, as the winter season's been going on, we've been seeing a small decrease in that danger level. But right now, still, like you said, there's that persistent layer underneath that can cause those avalanches. So it's best to play it safe rather than be sorry, especially when it comes to exploring the mountains around here.
Oh, I couldn't say it better. That's the bottom line. You know, a lot of us do like to get up into the steeper terrain. It's thrilling. It's fun. But there's a time for doing that, and there's a time to back off. And right now it's best to play it cautious up there.
And then something we talked about a little bit before we came on air is there's a safety presentation coming up here from the Avalanche Center.
Yes, and that's going to be over at Big Pine Sports in Fairview. It's on January 14th, and it's at 7 p.m. There'll be some giveaways and some food, and we will cover all the basics of avalanche safety, talk about rescue gear, and safe travel techniques, and basically anything that's going to help folks stay safe out there while traveling in the mountains in the backcountry. Again, that's the 14th of January, Tuesday, 7 p.m., and open to anyone who's recreating out in the backcountry. It doesn't matter if you're snowmobiling, skis, snowboards, cross-country skis, snowshoeing, or just going out and playing on red sleds. It's a great place to learn about how to stay safe out there.
Yeah, that's an opportunity that I think people should be taking advantage of, because avalanche safety, especially as an outdoorsman, is one of the most important things you can learn during the winter time. And all the equipment you should get, like the avalanche beacon, things like that, crucial to stay safe, especially in these more dangerous conditions we're seeing.
You bet. Couldn't have said it better myself. And folks will definitely learn about all that stuff there at that presentation. And it's free.
Yeah, you can't be free. You really can't. Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I think the takeaway here is that, it's kind of tricky conditions out there. You're not going to see obvious signs of danger. The danger is slowly decreasing, but we just got to monitor that. And folks can always check that daily avalanche forecast for the most recent updates. It's at utahavalanchecenter.org. The forecast is updated by 7 a.m. each morning. And I think that'll do it for us for this week.
Well, Brett, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center, and we are delivering this week's avalanche forecast. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.